Hare Krishna. Kanchanwali, Devi Dasi writes, I heard that in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when one chants Krishna and Rama, these names can refer to directly to Lord Krishna or to his expansions and incarnations. In one place, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna can refer to Lord Chaitanya and Rama to Lord Nityananda. Question. When Krishna refers to Lord Chaitanya and Rama to Lord Nityananda, then who would Hare refer to? Krishna says in Gita, Jajitanam Prapadyanti, he reciprocates with everyone according to their devotion. Similarly, in his form as the Mahamantra, Krishna will reciprocate with the chanter according to their devotion. So, if like Murari Gupta, Anupama, South Indian Brahmin, one is a worshipper of an incarnation of the Lord, like they were of Lord Ramachandra, then one may see within the Mahamantra the names of the Lord, O Lord Krishna, who have appeared to me in the form of Lord Ramachandra, along with your internal potency, Sita Devi, please engage me in your eternal service. However, we should note that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested Murari Gupta and encouraged him, no, you should serve Lord Krishna, because he's the fountainhead or the source. Of course, Murari Gupta is Hanuman, so he already had a eternal relationship with Lord Ramachandra. That was fixed and couldn't be changed. But nonetheless, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings indicate that Gaudiya Vaishnavas should, who are not liberated souls and don't have a particular Ishtadev whom they're connected to, should follow his example and teachings and worship Lord Krishna. Worship Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, and even more specifically, worship him in the mood of the gopis. And therefore, when they chant Hare Krishna, then they approach the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with the mood of Lord Krishna, or Radhika Ramana, along with Srimati Radharani, please always engage me in your service in the groves of Vrindavan. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, and we as his followers are meant to emulate that. What does, when someone chants the Hare Krishna mantra thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O Krishna Chaitanya, O Nityananda Ram, please engage me in your service. What does Hare refer to? O Lord Hari, O Supreme Lord. Then the proper meditation is to refer to them and to see them as the Supreme Lord. However, that can also be chanted, although I think that would be secondary for practicing devotees. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, who are absorbed in the mood of Hare, Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service. In that case, Hare would refer to Shiva. But because we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda in the mood of servitude, therefore Hare would refer to Hari. So the Mahamantra is like a kalpa riksha. It's a desire tree. And to every devotee, it reveals itself according to their desire. What do they want from the Mahamantra? So long as it is pure, as long as it's in line with the path of pure devotional service, then the Mahamantra can reveal everything, can reveal all aspects of rasa and relationship with Krishna in his unlimited forms. And yet, because we're followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore we should chant the Hare Krishna mantras Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, and therefore be faithful and following his mood of devotion and principles of bhakti, which he taught to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and so on. Hare Krishna.